I'm Paul Stewart. I'm chairman of the City of Galesburg Landmark Commission. And every year, I guess we need this. Okay. My voice does carry, but nevertheless, we will use the microphone.
It's out there on the cable system.
Okay. Every year, we like to recognize those individuals who have made significant contributions to the preservation of their historic homes. So we have two awardees this year. The first, for those who may or may not be familiar with, this is the George Washington Gale House at 127 East North Street. It was built in 1840, so it's one of the older, possibly the oldest house in Galesburg. And, of course, George Washington Gale was the founder of Galesburg. Knox College worked with the Landmark Commission. This is a landmark property. So Knox College did work with the Landmark Commission. They wanted to replace the roof, and they retuck-pointed the chimney. And when asked, and I asked them at the time if they would be willing to take the suggestions of the Landmark Commission on the choice of color scheme. And if you go out to Sherwin-Williams, they have a pamphlet that tells you exactly what colors were used during different periods of history. And so we were able to get this color scheme, which is a classical colonial. It says off-white. To me, it's almost cream. With a adjoining color, it's called the greenstone. So Knox College, of course, is a prominent institution in our city, and Keith Archer is here this evening to receive that award. So if the mayor would please read the plaque.
All right. Keith, did you do any of the painting yourself on this project? No, okay. All right, let's check. So you know what, it's a wonderful thing to see these older homes restored, and so it's always a pleasure for me to give out these awards. So I'll go ahead and read it. This landmark home was built in 1840. An award is given to Knox College in recognition of their replacing the roof, rebuilding the chimney, as well as selecting a period-appropriate color scheme in consultation with the Galesburg Landmark Commission. So this is presented to Knox College. I'll give it to you, and if you'd like to say a few words.
I'd like to say thank you for this award. We appreciate it. It's only fitting with the history of the house that Knox College take it, restore it, and maintain it to a level that honors its history.
Okay, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. If you want that,
okay. Okay. And I failed to introduce some of our Landmark Commission members who are here. Hillary Hoffman is sitting in the front row. Mike Fries, Greta Woolsey, and Roger Reynolds are five of, including myself, five of the seven members of the Landmark Commission. If we could have the visual image of the next awardee. This is the Lawrence House. Most of you are familiar with 590 North Prairie Street at the corner of Losey and Prairie. This house was built in 1891. By George Lawrence, who was a wealthy lawyer here in Galesburg and was a lawyer for the Burlington Railroad. This house cost $80,000 to build in 1891. So if you can translate, moving forward, you can see how much effort and time was put into the house. Now, Mark and Jeanette Klein have done extensive amount of work in cooperation, again, with the Landmark Commission in stabilizing and improving this historic home. As you can see by the pictures, they have workmen up doing some of the work. They replaced all the gutters with copper gutter, and you can see how they've placed copper on the front porch ceiling. They did a considerable amount of work and expenditures in preserving this historic landmark. So we can read the...
Get on either side, so that way. Again, it's a wonderful renovation of an old historic home, and thank God people undertake these projects. And I'll read the paver award language. The historic Lawrence home was built in 1891. This award is given to Mark and Jeanette Klein in recognition of their considerable efforts and expenditures in stabilizing and strengthening a significant Galesburg landmark, as well as retaining its historic integrity and adding tasteful landscaping. So, congratulations, and here's the award, and
thank
here's
you.
The microphone, if anybody wants to say
something. I'll hold this, you can speak.
Paul, thank you to the Landmark Commission for working with us on the project. And it's a beautiful home. We feel very blessed to have had the opportunity to bring it back to life, so to speak, and literally make it last for another 100 years. $80,000 was about how much we spent on it to do the work, so thank you all very much.